TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station.
Stop.
Gotta get an update.
I'm gonna scream.
Oh, yeah, I need a big update. An apology update! It's too late to apologize. If you were listening yesterday, gotta get you to speed real quick. So, part of our Savage or Sensible was talking about messy cars.
Yes.
And Breezy was defending the person with the messy car, which led to someone sending you a text and alerting you to something that you apparently were unaware of. And that was that several weeks ago, when you went on that bachelorette party for your best friend's bachelorette, apparently one of the people that was in your car spilled a smoothie
shake. I don't really know. She had like three. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's just call sure. it for what it is.
So that was spilled, and you were like, what? You were bamboozled. You had no idea
someone
that someone
texted me mm-hmm. and was that was on the trip mm-hmm. and goes, did you know that Chelsea spilled whatever in your car? And I was like, no, I didn't.
For the record, if you're listening right now and thinking to yourself, how does someone not know that something was spilled in their car 3 weeks ago? The rest of us are asking ourselves
okay.
a question as well.
Listen to me, Linda.
Uh-huh.
I had yeah. a ton of stuff in my car from
yeah.
that bachelorette party.
Oh, I thought you meant just in general.
I had boxes and
yeah.
goodies and leftover food.
Judging from the Instagram Live you did yesterday, you still have a ton of stuff
no,
in your
I
car.
No, I don't.
You had to literally dig through to find the state. You did a digging motion.
You couldn't see me. I didn't have the camera flipped that way.
I've heard.
You don't know what I was doing.
You could hear
you have
it.
No idea what I was doing.
No, there's not literally and there's literally video evidence of it if you want to watch it on our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester.
It is still up there. Yes, that is true. You can go watch it. But when I was live on Instagram,
yeah.
I requested this fine young individual to join me and defend herself,
yeah.
give her side of the story, because
well,
two sides yeah. to every story.
Well, we were both curious. Like, okay, well, what was the thought process exactly?
And she denied my request to come on live
well,
with me.
I don't think she's up yet. I don't think that's denying her request.
It said she was unavailable, so I'm just going to say
yeah, okay.
denied.
Sure.
Yep. And I was just bamboozled. So mm-hmm. what, this happened around 9. She ended up messaging me around 11. And she's a big audio message girl.
Yeah. Does anyone else?
Big audio message girl.
Does anyone else do this? I find this interesting. I don't know if I know anyone else that pulls this move.
I feel like we talk too much
yeah.
to be like talking into our phones.
Yeah. I'm not against it, but per se, it's interesting. Just it's unique.
It's like it takes a specific type of person to
yeah
to do that.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, my mom's like, your car's gross. She's texting me right now. I just can't do it. I can't do the car shame anymore.
You can't. You're just gonna stop accepting the complaints from people.
So basically what had happened was she sent me a little mm-hmm. message, a
okay.
little voice recording
so this,
of her explanation.
Yes, and we're going to play some of it.
It was 3 minutes long.
It was very long. Here's about 56 seconds.
So the girls came outside and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like,
this is after the spill, by the way. This is, again, her justification for why she didn't, well, I guess you tried to clean it up.
Oh, my shake, like, spilled in Breezy's car. And listen, they all go, don't clean it up.
Mind you, Corey's wife was involved in this.
Yep.
So,
you've been betrayed by literally
just keep
everyone.
That in mind.
It's her fault.
But hold on, wait for the reasoning. They say it's, she said it's your fault.
Because I guess they didn't really give me an answer. They were just like, don't clean it up. And I was like, okay.
By the way, I respect that. Like, no. It's her fault? Yeah. You know what? You guys are right. I don't need an answer. I'm just going to keep on moving.
Yeah, what? Okay.
It's like, okay.
I can't believe you're just seeing it.
Okay. So for the record, just
I didn't see it.
Just so we're keeping track. There's already been another group of people that have been thrown under the bus, and shame on you for not realizing that it was there.
And shame on me for actually causing it.
I agree with that as well.
It was way worse, and I literally took I mean, because it was frozen, so I, like, scraped off, like, the top layer of it, at least. but oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, we got an apology! Yes!
I think it was probably, like, tucked on the floor. And then when you drove later that day, I, like, think that I probably just went for a spin.
Yeah, went for a spin.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad.
She did apologize, but it's definitely your fault.
It is not my fault, first of all.
That's not what
it's
I heard.
It's my fault that you left something in my car and it spilled over. Not my fault. Ever. It won't be today. It won't be tomorrow. Yeah. It won't be the day after that.
Okay.
It's not my fault. You're loving this. I hope funny. Someone spills a big gallon of orange juice in your Barbie Jeep.
Oh,
I pray to
Jeep.
God.
You got your apology. I figured you'd be more happy about this.
No.
You got what you want.
No, because you're ganging up on me. My
what?
Mom's ganging up on me. Just because.
You clean your car.
Okay. Clean is subjective, okay? Your idea of clean and my idea of clean are different things.
Yeah,
and that's okay. Every car has a different way of doing things. Every body type has a different way of doing things. Everyone is different. And if you can't come to terms with that, that's a you problem.
Okay.
Do not blame me for your mistakes. You need to take accountability and responsibility.
Also, why? I literally had nothing to do with this. I don't know why you're
agreeing.
You're lashing out against me. I just find it crazy that you were aware that this happened. Just can't get past it.
Also, is it savage of the girl who texted me throwing her under the bus when she really didn't have to do that? Like, at all. She randomly just was like, hey, did you hear about, you know, Chelsea spilling whatever in your car? I'm like, no.
Do you think she actually thought you were aware?
No, she probably didn't at all. I can't even believe this is even a thing.
This is your life.
I don't know how I'm going to get the stain out, though. I think I'm going to order a new carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, floor mats for the car.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bill her.
Okay, we'll get an update on that. I'm sure that'll go over great. Good luck.